Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
Jumping even when the streets slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the law, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I'm hustling.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
That's why
I'm hustling. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
I want to go in every mall in every state in every country and buy shit. Whether I can afford it or not, nigga, I want bitches, I want cars, I don't give a fuck. I want it all. That's what the fuck we here for.
Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga.
It's just so many women, it's just so many chains. so many watches, it's just too many things I want. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's just so many trips, it's just so many bottles, it's just too many whips, it's just too many models I want.
I ain't gon' lie, I'd rather have an M than an empty pocket. If hundreds ain't in them, them jeans ain't mine. That's what I want, motherfucker. I'd never be a bum, motherfucker. We talking about like it ain't about the money. You just sound like a dumb motherfucker. A house on the hill by the lake. All real niggas can relate. You trying to book me for free? But my rent is due on today. A better life is what we after. Cause every dream I gotta capture. I always knew that I would blow up one day like a nuclear reactor.
Money, 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 that's all I want. Big things, honey. Honey, 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 that's all I want.
That's all I want.
From the cradle to a label, from the cater to the majors to the paper, no more neighbors. I used to say I never cared about the money till I put food on my mama's table. Followed the trail, could have been in jail. The way that I lived could have been fatal. Must have had an angel. It's funny how I'm always on the screen, but as a teen I never had cable. But now I want it all, the wealth, the ladies, the whips. I took a fantasy and made it exist. No one ever handed us shit. We took what we had and we made it the shit. That's transforming dusty to luxury. Being off in the cut, the cutlery. That's the gist, that's the summary. So if you feel how I'm feeling, then fuck with me. All I want is money.
Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big things, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The club goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Honored from around with you guys. I am solo, and yes, if it sounds like I'm out and about, I am. I'm in a midst of commuting, and not just myself. I'm literally, like, in the airport, so. In my home state, I'm in Austin, Texas, and it feels good to be home, but definitely I'm not with all of the hustle and bustle and of the day and just everybody moving around, and it's just a lot going on. But, hey, the show must definitely go on. Golden is not with me tonight. Lamont, shout out to him. He's holding it down elsewhere. Everybody is, like, on their grind, so shout out to everybody that's grinding and doing what they need to do. I have two guests that I'm going to bring on the line with me tonight. One, Jonathan of NBC's The Voice. I'm pretty sure if you were a fan of The Voice like I was, you had the opportunity to see him and a lot of other people perform. Sebo and Christina Aguilera actually picked him and said that that was who they were going to choose to, you know, be there on their team and move forward with. So, really, really cool. Definitely going to have him on in a couple seconds here. Also, you guys, Rai apostrophe L is coming on as well from the DMV area. So very, very cool dude. Very humble to have the opportunity to speak with him, chat with him. But he will be on also, so to talk about the new record that he has called Carry Out, speaking on the culture of the you know, food chain they got going out there in Maryland. So shout out to him. So yeah, like I said, guys, I'm so sorry if it sounds like I'm just, you know, out and about. I mean, I don't know what to say, but that's their case. I'm actually joining our first guest, Jonathan on a tour. It is entitled The Foreigner Tour, so I'm very excited about that. He's dropping The Foreigner 3. He is from overseas, so we also get to ask him about that and what he has going on. And it's going to be very, very exciting. So if you have any questions or comments, or you just want to call and support, 760-913-4119 will be the number. Look, I do this. I work, okay? So like I said, joining him on this tour, we're actually hitting Denton, Texas, which is near Dallas, tomorrow morning for a show. And then we'll be heading to, I believe, is it Houston? Not quite sure. It's only 4 days, and I'm already, like, confused. And that just goes to show that the people that really do tour took them through everything they go through and how they have to keep up with their schedule. I can't even imagine. So, but yes, Denton, Houston, Dallas. Y'all can hear the airport. You know I'm not buying it, right? I'm busy in the airport right now. Houston, wait a minute. Okay, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and then Austin, which is the hometown, back here to Austin. And then I'll be hopping on the plane going out again. So, but yeah, gonna have him come on in a couple minutes here. Actually, should be calling in any second, so we'll have an opportunity to speak with him. I am gonna try to get his record on for you guys tonight. If not, I will definitely be promoting it and posting it and then editing this back so you guys can go back and download and listen to later at your leisure. And it's available on his Instagram as well. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, this past week, let me think of what happened this past week. My Instagram and my Twitter has been filled with the On The Run, and my Facebook has been filled with, like, the On The Run, hashtag On The Run tour with Jay-Z and Beyonce. So that seems to be the big talk and big deal going on right now. But other than that, I can't think of anything else that is just extreme. What else? What happened? Something happened. I'm trying to think of what took place and what may have happened. Oh, yeah. So, Rose Royce Rizzy, which is Jamaica's new artist, he dropped his video on World Fun and on Vivo TV yesterday. So, that was a good look. So, shout out to Social Death and Jermaine Dupri. And then also to everybody that their first time tuning in, it is Global 14 to cut Jermaine Dupri's social networking site via his social networking site. So, again, every Wednesday night, we did take quite a bit of a break. Everybody deserves a vacation now and then. So even if it seems like we left you, we did maybe, but definitely had to regroup and get a vacation time in and had an extended holiday. So it was nice, and I'm glad that I had an opportunity to do that. But at any rate, yeah. So like I said, first person up, Jonathan. I gotta ask him how to pronounce his last name because it's the O-J-E-D-A, and I think if I'm right, I may have to say it. Well, no, I ain't even gonna try to do it. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce it. But definitely gonna wait for him to come on the line here in a second. And what else can I keep you guys up to date with? I have a feeling that I'm gonna be editing this footage. For this episode, this podcast, pretty soon here. But I can't think of what else happened other than what happened in hip hop, and I should have hopped on the news. See, this is the golden tour. I love to give a blame when I'm not there. No, I'm just playing. I don't like to do that, but hopefully I will be able to bring something up for you guys that we can discuss or that we can talk about that we can interest. I have to find it. I don't know why I do a blank. Maybe because I'm been playing vinyl planes. And just for future reference, don't ever fly on a plane and then try to do an interview or conduct an interview. Because it's just, you think you're going to be able to do it, but you're really not going to be able to do it. So, you guys, do you hear the realness of the input? It's real. The grind is so real right now, and it's crazy. It's hectic, and it's crazy. I didn't want to not broadcast with you guys and risk being in traffic in the car, but once, so I said, well, let me just pull over to the corner and go ahead and do it. So that's what I'm doing. Let me see. Okay. I feel like I'm just rambling. Every time I'm on by myself, that's what, that's pretty much how it goes. I pretty much feel like I'm just, you know, talking away. Michael Jackson's mother is doing a fifth anniversary, third or fifth. I need to bring up the photo. She's doing the anniversary she does on his birthday every year, Katherine Jackson. Rest in peace, of course, to the late, great Michael Jackson, King of Pop. But she does this anniversary for him on the weekend of his birthday. So it's called the Tribute Festival of the Arts. Oh, it's the fifth annual. I was right. So this year's going to be Brandy, Mama's Behavior, and the Jasmine Sisters. I mentioned the Jasmine Sisters from California before. They did the sample with SWV Week, so I really like those kids. So I'm thinking about touching down there, but if you guys are too, that's Indianapolis. Also, this week, aside from the Foreigner Tour, with us, it's all R&B acts. You have the Fleet DJs Conference that's taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. Also coming up is the Core DJs Retreat, or Mix Show Conference, that's taking place in Mississippi, and that's in September. So, you guys, just some dates that you can look forward to and be, on the lookout for. And then also this past Monday was the Vertical Mixer. Remember, we had Vertical Kevin, the founder and president. We had him on, and he talked about what Vertical had to offer and why they were a good service for you guys. And so, he was on, and he had... He was on, and he had his mixer on Monday, this past Monday. So just so you guys know, that took place, and that was seen to be successful. But, okay, now it's just extra. I'm not going to be able to do this. I feel so unprofessional right now. You guys have no idea, you know, how I am. So I'm so, like, over this right now. Let me see. What else? Talk about the Free DJs Conference, the Core DJs Conference. Also, you guys, my blog is up. My consults are available. I'm at queenofkilleen.com. That's Q-U-E-E-N of K-I-L-L-E-E-N.com. So you guys can go there and be sure to subscribe and register and get to know me. And, it's pretty much time to rock. So what I'm going to do is check in and see what's up with our guest. And make sure he's still good to go. And it looks like he is. Oh my God, you guys. I want to look back on this. You can't make this stuff. You can't edit it either. Like, there's no way to go back and say that I wasn't at the airport when you start hearing intercoms and kids and all kind of stuff going on. It is what it is, but we will have Jonathan's on the line with us from NBC's The Voice, and also he was a part of American Idol, too, so it looks like he's had an opportunity to step into this reality TV type of scenery and being living in Austin where it is a music city. And I'll tell you this, guys, when I came here and touched down, which was not too long ago, there was a band playing of kids, and they were doing the guitar, the acoustic, and then it was just really, really cool young kids, and everybody was just kind of stopping and passing through, and I thought, how smart and unique and, like, genius is this? Because if you're performing in an airport, I mean, who would have thought? But if you're performing in the airport and you're catching all the people, obviously, you know, the stars, everybody don't have a private plane. Everybody ain't Jay-Z. So people have to come to this airport. So for them to be seeing, you know, you're talking about casting directors, you're talking about actresses, people that license the music, you're talking about songwriters, ASCAP, BMI, just whomever, not even just celebrities and stars. So I thought that was amazing that they were performing and getting that exposure and not knowing who was going to be passing by. I almost wanted to run over there and give them my card, but I didn't want to, you know, startle the whole performance aspect, but it was right there in front of the bat when you're getting ready to head down the bat of the same. I just thought that was amazing. So that just, it's been a minute since I've seen that. I did see that in Nashville, but it's been a minute since I've seen like an actual group and kids and it be during a prime time. So that was awesome. So shout out to Austin, Texas for showing love and for having so much traffic that I'm afraid to go out and get settled and try to broadcast remotely. But at least I can broadcast remotely and I'm not stuck through the station. So it's got its pros and it's got its cons. But again, I definitely feel like I'm talking to myself. So at Global 14, the cut is for Twitter. And Onyx 254 is mine. The fellas left me hanging tonight, but it's all good. We had an extended vacation. And yeah, we can't do every Wednesday of the year. We just can't. Not possible. Now, joining me shortly will be Jonathan, and I'm very excited to have him on, and hopefully we'll get him on this day. So I'll tell you this, why don't we take a quick intermission, and then we can come back and go from there.
Even when the streets slow, Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining. No, nothing like it's nothing, that's why. Just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. No, nothing like it's nothing, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. No, nothing like it's nothing, why. I'm a motherfucking
hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
I want everything I see. I want to go in every mall, in every state, in every country and buy shit. Whether I can afford it or not, nigga, I want bitches, I want cars, I don't give a fuck. I want it all. That's what the fuck we here for.
Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about a dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Saying life about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Saying life about the dream, nigga.
It's just so many women. It's just so many chains. It's just so many watches. It's just too many things. I want. Whoa. 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 It's just so many trips. It's just so many bottles. It's just too many whips. It's just too many models. I want. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All I want is money. Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big face, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
I ain't gon' lie, I'd rather have an M than an empty pocket. If hundreds ain't in them, them jeans ain't mine. That's what I want, motherfucker. I'd never be a bum, motherfucker. You talking about like it ain't about the money. You just sound like a dumb motherfucker. A house on the hill by the lake. All real niggas can relate. You trying to book me for free? But my rent is due on today. A better life is what we after. Cause every dream I gotta capture. I always knew that I would blow up one day like a nuclear reactor.
Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big things, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
From the cradle to a label, from the cater to the majors to the paper, no more neighbors. I used to say I never cared about the money till I put food on my mama's table. Followed the trail, could have been in jail. The way that I lived could have been fatal. Must have had an angel. It's funny how I'm always on the screen, but as a teen I never had cable. But now I want it all, the wealth, the ladies, the whips. I took a fantasy and made it exist. No one ever handed us shit. We took what we had and we made it the shit. That's transforming dusty to luxury. Being off in the cut, the cutlery. That's the gist, that's the summary. So if you feel how I'm feeling, then fuck with me.
All I want is money. Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big things, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
So many
All right, just a brief intermission. Like I told you guys, you ought to excuse me because, like I said, I'm live in an airport. It's a lot going on. There's announcements. There's kids. There's things happening. I'm live in commute just because I care that much, and I just really want to make sure that you guys are tuned in every Wednesday night, again, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. And another busy gentleman is on the line with me right now. This is our special first guest. Jonathan is joining us. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. Yeah, you know, this is a first. This is kind of a first for me, you know, as far as, you know, headlining and, you know, getting on the road and you know, kind of consistently back to back, you know, into every city. But you know, I'm excited about it. I know it's only really four cities, but you know, it's only going to grow from there. So I'm pretty excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. You know, the whole nine yards. To be honest with you, I'm just really ready to give the people, you know, just a great show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to everybody that's listening, or just tuning in right now or just playing back, probably you're getting to the interview. I definitely missing the same thing. It's only four cities, but how can you, it seems like it's so much. And so I can't imagine 12 cities, 15 cities. I mean, it's definitely a lot of work and effort put behind the scenes. So salute to everybody that's doing shows and going out there and pursuing their dreams. So speaking of pursuing dreams, let's talk about your journey. Let's take it back to you have the foreigner, and that's because you're from overseas. So let's give the people a little background history on where exactly you're born and raised and just how you even came over to the United States.
Yeah, you know, I was born in Brazil in a city called Rio de Janeiro. And, you know, it was just kind of, to be honest with you, I never really knew, like, why we came over, you know, as far as to America. But, you know, the whole journey did, you know, we basically came over to America on a ship, you know. And from there, you know, I think we landed, like, East Coast, Baltimore, and headed straight to Houston. So really, I was really raised in Houston most of my life. I moved out to Austin when I was in high school, and you know, ever since then, I just you know, since the beginning, you know, elementary, just anything I could get into, you know, music wise, you know, that's, you know, I just tried my best at it, and I guess I got good, you know, and I just try to keep pursuing that, and you know, once you kind of build that confidence up and, you know, you just kind of really want to keep pushing and trying to elevate what you're doing to a whole other level. So it's just kind of one of those things, man, you know. I'm just a young Brazilian trying to make it in this R&B game, you know.
Most definitely. And so I will say, do you have any musical, anybody in your family also sing or play musicians? Were you influenced by anybody within the family?
You know, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I can barely hear the beat.
That's okay. Was anybody in your family into music as well? Did they influence your decision to kind of be involved in music?
Kind of in a way. You know, my dad, as far as like my dad was putting me on, like putting me on game, like on music. You know, he played the guitar a little bit, you know, sing a little note here and there. Same thing with my mom. You know, she, you know, played the guitar a little bit, probably sang a little bit, but nobody really in my family has, you know, tried to, you know, put that out there as far as, like, R&B-wise. You know, my brothers grew up, you know, rapping, and, you know, that's kind of how the whole situation started. You know, my brothers was basically, begging me to get in the studio to do this hook for them. And it was all about basketball, you know, and girls at that time. You know, it was high school, sophomore year. But, you know, real talk, like, I would, you know, my brothers, you know, their friends is, yo, like, I need you to sing some, you know. I guess everybody kind of knew I can sing, but, you know, when I first got into the studio and actually heard what I put down, like, I haven't left the studio since then. So, you know, shouts to my brother, Kate, Lucky and them. But, yeah, you know what I mean? That's really how it all started. And I became a part of this little rap group. You know what I mean? But, you know, I was the singer. And, So it was that kind of thing, and I, you know, it just kind of ended up with, you know, me just elevating it to a whole nother level, you know, on the R&B side, and, you know, just it just became that kind of thing, you know, my bro got married, and then, you know, and such, you know, and all that kind of good stuff, but, really, it's crazy, man.
That's it. It's always, we love to hear how people like first got started, just to show the growth in the journey and what it actually takes to get to such places like The Voice or these particular auditions and into the touring aspect of it. So,
absolutely.
Definitely have to get the background story on that. So, let's go to then, you knew you could have something everybody begged you to get in, and you liked it, you enjoyed it, you continued as everyone else moved on and did their separate ventures. So let's talk about these auditions. Was it American Idol? I believe I saw that somewhere, American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol was basically the first reality television show that I auditioned for. And man, to be honest, it's a crazy story. Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time.
Okay. So I'm basically at work, and my buddy calls me, Rob G, my best friend. He was like my engineer. Like, you know, when we very first started, like, he put up with all the nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you engineered me and stuff. So he basically hits me up, and he's like, yo, American Idol's here, like, you know, you might as well just get it over with and go audition. You know, if you make it, you make it. If not, no, whatever. And I was just, you know, I don't know. I was really skeptical about it. And I guess kind of nervous, you know. It's a huge show. It's the first season with Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. So it was just, you know, I was like, all right, bet. Went that day, registered, put my name in, had to show up the next day. And to be honest with you, like, I had already left that day at work so that I can go get the paperwork. So trying to get off another day, like, I was just, you know, I already had my daughter, you know, trying to pay bills or blase, but I go and audition the next day and just, like, boom. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, I got a golden ticket, and I was basically on to the next little multiple rounds before I got to the judges. But I mean, it was definitely a beautiful thing, you know, being involved in a situation like that, because you got to understand, like, I think it was like a record breaking, like, for any, like, of the seasons. It was something like, I don't know, like 28 million or like 40 million, something like that.
Right.
And I ended up auditioning, like, you know, for the judges, and, you know, two out of three, you know, gave me thumbs up. So, you know, I went to Hollywood, and I made it all the way through Hollywood, and I got eliminated the last round of Hollywood Weekend, but it was a great experience. You know, I got eliminated in Las Vegas. I never had even been to Vegas nor California. You know what I mean? So just being able to, like, leave the state, you know, being out of my comfort zone, and, you know, singing, like, all these amazing singers. So I'm looking around, man, I'm like, man, I don't even know how I'm here, you know what I mean? But literally, every time I stepped up, you know, I stepped up with confidence. It was almost like, it was like a switch, like, it just, like, switched, you know what I mean? And, I put on a great show. I try to put on a great show, you know what I mean? That's literally what I try to do. I go out, I try to do something different, and I still try to be myself at the same time. But American Idol was an amazing experience, and it's insane, man. You know, you get there, and it's the top 200, and then you're in the top 150, and you're in the top 100, you know? All of a sudden, you're in the top 50, and everybody's looking around at each other like, I can win this shit. You know what I mean? Like, literally, even I started believing, like, I literally think I can win this. Like, it's crazy. It's emotions, it's excitement, and to be honest with you, like, I've never sang so well.
Right.
You know, in my life. Like, you know, until I stepped up to shows like that. So, I think shows like that.
I know, and it's amazing to be surrounded by so much of the talent from different areas, from different trainings, and just different experiences. So I think that's awesome that you had that opportunity as well, just to grow with others. And it's amazing to make, like you said, the top 50. That's really, really big. So congratulations to you on that too, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Oh, NBC The Voice. Let's talk about that. That took place, I believe, was it 2 years ago when you went to NBC The Voice?
Yes, it was 2 years ago.
Tell us about that experience. How did that opportunity come about?
Man, you know, it gets even crazier. Like, that's why at times I'm just kind of like, man, I got to make it, because, like, it was a crazy situation. So I got eliminated for the American Idol, and then, you know, I was like, basically, you know, I was kind of sad afterwards, you know, after the whole elimination thing, but in my head I was like, man, I got to come back. Like, there's no doubt in my mind, you know? So I literally go back and I re-audition for American Idol season 11, and I go through, you know, a couple of rounds, and I'm getting ready to literally sing for the judges, and I basically got up and I walked out, and the next week I went and auditioned for The Voice, and, you know, I made it through, and, you know, I got to the blind auditions, and I just basically just really just try to do the best that I could to represent a record that they presented me with, you know what I mean? So, you know, I try to get up there and do what I do best, and just give the crowd a great show.
Most definitely. So, and I did get an opportunity to see that that as well, so I was like, this is excellent. This is really, really good, and it takes a lot of confidence and a lot of courage to just, I mean, to not be nervous. I'm like, how can you be so confident and not nervous? And I was nervous
because, you know, you're sitting there and, you know, the cameras are on you, and, you know, you just want to get up there and just be like, kind of like get it over with, but, you know, almost at the same time, like I'm getting ready to, I'm just going to try to shut this shit down, you know, literally, you know, so it, you know, that's what it comes down to. I don't really regret anything. You know, of course, at times I do. It's almost like, you know, it's a gift and a curse. You know, I had a decision. Was my decision right? Yeah, you know, but, you know, are there days where I'm like, damn, CeeLo, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I did you wrong, man. Like, you know what I mean? That thing, like, I deserve it. I did you wrong, you know, but you know, it's all love, you know, the show, man. I was able to meet and bond and still have, you know, friendship with amazing artists. And not only that, but, you know, one of my vocal coach, you know, Romeo Johnson, you know, like, you got to understand, this guy, he was backup singer for Michael Jackson, like, and he's my vocal coach, you know? So I'm like, wow, like, I'm, you know, I was working literally like the best of the best, you know? So I don't really regret anything, man. I loved it. And to be honest with you, the show's pushed me to want to be a better artist. And, you know, it did. It made me a better artist. You know, it went from a kid, you know, recording songs in the studio to being on reality television shows and, you know, not so much winning it, but, like, you know, winning hearts, you know, to, you know, now talking to, you know, record labels and, you know, and handling with business with A&Rs and, you know, it just, you know, and so on and so on, and building bonds with blogs, you know, it really is.
It has to be most certainly a humbling moment and rewarding for you as well, because it's truly a blessing, I feel. I saw your interview with Austin, the news channel. How did that feel when they reached out to you to interview you? Like, what does it feel like when people say, I want to interview this guy?
To be honest with you, I mean, it's great, you know. It's always a special feeling. You know, it makes you feel appreciated, and, you know, when you feel appreciated by people, you know, for the things that you do and for the for the things that you, for the music that you make, you know, trying to touch people's hearts, like, you know, that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, I just, you know, shout out to anybody who's ever interviewed me or who's ever took the time to help me, you know, even if I didn't, you know, say thank you, like, you know, literally, like, shout out, thank you, like, you know, it's love, like, it really is, like, you know, you believe in my dream, so I'm a keep pushing.
And, you know, I have to mention this since you mentioned that and gave a shout-out to everybody. I did see a lot of blogs and a lot of comments, you know, of course, getting ready for your interview and preparing. This is something that I try to look into, look at different things. And you have so many people that were rooting for you and fans, and they love you. They love your version of Usher. You got a bat, and Usher's a top performer. I think we all can agree that Usher is definitely somebody that goes down in the books as having an incredible voice. So to be compared to Usher is just amazing. So again, just hats off to you, and you know, that's just something that should be commended.
Well, I appreciate that. Real talk.
Most definitely. So let's talk about future reality stuff. Now, what do you think about the Love and Hip Hop, and would you be interested in doing something like that as a coach, or have you been coached already?
You know what? I'm a fan of the show, absolutely, but I would never in my life invite cameras, like, into my actual, like, private life, you know? That's kind of like a biggie for me, and not only for me, but for my wife and for my kids, you know? That's something that you really have to protect. This is what I think, you know, this is my opinion. But, you know, I think family is something that you definitely need to protect. Now, a show like that, you know, absolutely not, you know, but if it's a show about, you know, family and growth and, you know, happiness and, you know, going through problems, getting through those problems, I would have to think about that. But to be honest with you, at this point and at this time in my life, you know, my family is something that I really want to keep, you know, out of the cameras and stuff. So, until the time is ready.
Most definitely. I think that's awesome. A lot of people go on those shows and take those opportunities to have the exposure. And since you've had that exposure and been able to capitalize on it, it's definitely, I would have said the same thing, you know, so I think that was awesome for you to not want to put your, you know, your family through all of that, because it's definitely just a little rowdy, and it's kind of not worth the check.
It's drama waiting to happen, man, you know, so I'd rather just, you know, keep the cameras out of the family, and everything will be all right, you know.
That's right. Stay down with me. Now, speaking of, since you mentioned your family and morals and values, how do you find a balance between, right now going on tour and then working and then having kids? When I talk to you every day, you literally have the kids with you. So, how do you find the balance to all of that and then also, you know, put your all into your performance, into your music?
Man, it's great, you know, just, having the kids around, and, you know, it's tough, you know what I mean, but it's, man, I couldn't ask for anything else. It's the best thing ever, you know. Do I wish I was working 45 hours a week? No, but you know what I'm saying, it's a good paying job, but this music thing is the dream, you know, and my family is basically the reason why I keep going at it, you know. If the wife and the kids are happy, then I'm happy, and we're gonna keep pushing, you know.
But All right. And so let's talk about the tour and the 4 and the 3 and what exactly is taking place now. Is this the third album, or is this the? Let's talk about the title and where that came from. The 4 and the 3.
Yeah, well, this is the 4 and the 3. There's been the Foreigner, there's been a TF2, which is the 4 and the 2, and now it's the 4 and the 3. And I'm just really trying to take it to, you know, a whole nother level, you know. As I'm trying to take it to a whole as far as I could take it, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's basically just a series of mixtapes, you know. This is
absolutely
basically my first real, like, you know, solid mixtape, of course, you know, Don Cannon co-signing and jumping on and hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all love. Shout out to Don Cannon. The Cannon!
Yeah.
But, man, it's all love. You know, shout out to DJ JB, you know what I'm saying? He did the mixing on it. So, you know, it's all love, you know? That's basically what it is. You know, you listen to the intros and the outros of the mixtapes of those series, like, by the time you get to the 4 and 3, you're really going to start understanding, you know, who I really am, you know, from all the music, you know, from Smoking,
mm-hmm.
Smoking Part 2, now Smoking Part 3, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta sit back and listen, you know? If you don't like it, it's all good. You know, not everybody's going to like it, you know
what
I mean?
Right.
But, you know, it's good music, you know?
Well,
I love
definitely.
It, my fans love it. It feels good. So, you know, just got to keep pushing it. The 4 and 3, TF3, it is available for free. I did this for free.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say how much money I put it. I'm not even going to say how much money went into this mixtape. But, you know, like,
right.
You know, this it's for my fans. It's for, the, you know, for the family. It's for the friends. You know, it's, you know, Jonathan's Army, man. Shout out to Jonathan's Army.
You know what? And I think that's really dope because just by the look of it, you can definitely tell that you're putting money into it. Just doing a tour, you're putting money into it. These are the type of things that set you apart from all of the other artists and musicians out there dropping mixtapes every day or every other month on that tip. So, again, another kudos and hats off. I definitely think that you're on your way if you didn't know that already, and I'm pretty sure that you have a great plan in place. What is the one thing that you want to do as far as when it comes to leaving a legacy with your music and with your fans? What is the one thing that you hope they take away from your performance or your music when you put it out there?
You know what, I was actually thinking about that. You know, I've been thinking about that the last 2 days, you know, and to be honest with you, I want, and this is something they'll know, you know, throughout the tour because I will be talking to my fans, you know. But I want them to understand who I am, you know. I want them to understand, you know, why I do these records. I want them to have fun, you know. I want them to come out and I want them to enjoy everybody that hits the stage because everybody that's hitting the stage on this tour is fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to leave. Saying, you know what, this was a great show, I had fun the whole time, and it was great music, you know. When you make great music, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, you know. It's just, you know, the music speaks for itself. So I want people to come out and have fun, get to know who I am, and I'm going to talk to them a little bit. I can't tell y'all too much, you know. Come out to the tour. We're going to have a good time.
I gave him some stuff. Denton, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and I'm sure there's more to come as the opportunity arises and, you know, as the opportunity presents itself as well. But also, what is Jonathan interested in doing outside of music? Do you have another hobby as far as reading or drawing or video games or cooking?
You know what?
Or
you know what? When I got to America, I was about, you know, almost 4 or 5, you know, and movies, me and my brother, we basically learned English through music and movies, you know. So I've always been, like, you know, acting all crazy, you know. I mean, you know, just literally, like, from plays to musicals, like, you know, I grew up trying to be in all that. So I'm definitely trying to take it to acting, especially coming up in 2015. That's something that's definitely going to be serious. I actually did a great project this year. I was able to work with Billy Burt, you know, who you've seen in tons of movies, Bella's dad in Twilight, you know.
Yes.
Like, I was able to work
yes.
with him. I was able to work with Daniel Lyons from Safe Haven, you know. So it's just been, it was a great opportunity, you know, and that's another NBC show called Revolution that I was a part
wow.
on, which... the show is actually on Netflix. You can watch the show on Netflix as well. But I was able to, you know, be in 3 episodes on season 2. You know, I had an amazing time, you know, and I really got to see how actors put in work. Like, you guys, like, y'all don't understand, like, like, actors, it's like sometimes, like, they don't even, like, it's like they're shooting all day. It's like 6 a.m., and then it's like 6 a.m. again, and, like, they're still, like, shooting and, like, doing stuff, like, for real. Like, I tip my hat off to these actors. You know, I really do, because they really put in work. Like, you don't understand. I've been on 18-hour sets, 16-hour sets, you know, like, literally,
right,
like,
right.
Stop, like, 12-hour sets consistently,
right.
Like, two. And it's tough, but, man, when you love something, like, it's timeless. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's an amazing feeling, and I can tell you that I'm definitely going to be getting into some acting.
That's awesome. I think that do you see your children getting into following your footsteps? Are they into music and acting?
Oh yeah, my kids, they love all that stuff, man. You know, my daughter iCarly, Hannah Montana, not Miley Cyrus, but Hannah Montana.
yeah.
You know,
there's a difference.
But, yeah, my third man, they're always dancing, they're always jamming, they're always, you know. Oh, my daughter loves Iggy, you know, it's not like too much I push on it, nothing,
yeah,
but, you know, Iggy comes on the radio and, you know, I'm so fancy, you know. We're Team Iggy, man. Shout out to Team Iggy, because
yeah.
I'm Iggy.
You know what, I'm glad you said that. I am, too. I wasn't feeling the speech. I thought it was unnecessary. You won your award, so after that, you know, be seated. So, I didn't like that speech.
But you know what? I love Nicki too. You know, I like both of them. They're both great artists. You know, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I don't have a problem with her. I've never had a problem with her, because I remember at one point Lil' Kim, and this is just what we do. We do talk about news and stuff on here too.
Right.
But. I remember Little Kim had, you know, threw shade on her, or whatever you want to call it. And I'm just like, look, you got to let the new generation come in. So I think it's awesome when you have a new female MC coming in and getting love and chopping billboards. So I just, you know, everybody, there's enough money for everybody. So spread it around. Spread the support.
Absolutely. You know, I'm telling you, it's for the nation. You know what I mean? Like,
it is, literally. Have you been back to Brazil since you've been to the U.S.?
No, I haven't been, man. I haven't been back to Brazil in a while, man. It's really been a while, but, you know, definitely planning something soon. We were definitely going to try to be there for the World Cup this year, but, yeah, you know, certain arrangements had to be made.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could definitely hold you forever, but I'm going to be seeing you these next few days coming up. The Coronatory is here. It is here, and it starts tomorrow. First thing tomorrow night. Houston, Texas. On to Houston,
that's right.
Texas. San Antonio, Texas. And back home to Austin, Texas. Is there anything that you would like to share with everybody that we haven't already briefed or touched on? Anything that you would like to share with anybody about yourself?
I hope everybody understands, you know, who I am. You know, I'm just a loving person. You know, I love everybody. Never really been into that drama stuff. But, you know, check my music out. You can follow me on Twitter at IKnowJonathus. You can check out every move that I make at IKnowJonathus.com. Other than that, man, let's make great music. If you need a feature, hit me up. Just whatever. Let's kill it.
Alrighty. So we actually do have the record that, is there any concept behind this? I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but
it's titled Spanish Girl, you know, for all the Spanish girls, for all the girls in the world, period. But, you know, it was just definitely one of them great summer vibe, you know, records that I wanted to make. And shout outs to Lil Miles, PYP, and Junior. You know, you know, it's just a great record that I wanted to put together, and I thought everybody did a great job. Shout out to my engineer, Shondell. He's the one that makes me sound so beautiful in the studio. action figure music, you know. He's doing his thing out there, but you know, it's just, we're just trying to put together good music.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and drop this record for everybody. And Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming through today and tonight and putting up with any background noise, any airport announcements, anything that you had to be subject to, hence my being commute. But I definitely just always had a respect for you, but even more of a respect now. Definitely looking forward to joining you with this tour, humbled and appreciative of the opportunity, also excited for you and all of your endeavors to come. So thank you again. Our other hosts couldn't be with us tonight on the line, ripping and running, but definitely we wanted to say thank you for joining us tonight, and we will be looking forward to more.
Thank you. I just, you know what, before we're done, I just want to give a shout-out to Nick Dante, Leland, Jason. And, you know, big shout-outs to Street Alumni. You know, Reno's, you know, he's been really working hard, you know, getting everything ready and prepped up. Shout-outs to Reno. Keep killing it. Street Alumni ENT, you know, it's all love. Shout-outs to my girl Onyx. Thank you so much for giving me a great interview. I love the questions. You know, it's all love. Let's do it.
So right now I want to introduce you guys, Vanish Girl. And is this on the 4 and 3?
This is on the 4 and 3.
All right. Global 14 to cut. This is Jonathan, Spanish Girl.
Hey.
Hog in the waist, why won't you come home with me? Kick our feet up and we can link up. Why won't you come home with me? I can love you down, you never had a love like this. You scratching up my seats while jumping in between. Let's get comfortable and back to the crib. There's a party going on, yeah. Go and grab a drink, yeah. Then jump back in the whip while you got one lit. Then ride around the town, love.
Rolling in my 64. Chilling with my Spanish girl.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you knew, but you don't know.
Cold our zone is what brought us on. Pure at heart, true and honest. At this very moment, you are all I want. With that pretty face, itty bitty waist, and that long hair. Hold up. That smile of mama, if you try to holler, she say sorry, nara, no luck. Got a bad Spanish girl, and I ain't even doing no sun. Girl, I'm down for whatever, let me know some. Break it down, roll one, we can smoke some. Later on, take you home, maybe poke some. If you're talking about it, we can go wherever. Trying to get to know you better. No black and brown go together. Fuck with me. Young Miller.
Rolling in my 64. Chilling with my Spanish girl. Thought you knew, but you don't know. Nothing about my Spanish girl. Looking sexy from head to toe. Chilling with my Spanish girl. Trying to holler, homie, she like no. Chilling with my Spanish girl.
Yeah, okay, now hola to the Lola.
Hey.
I kick it well with the Isabels.
Yeah.
Live it up with Olivia. She heaven sent, but she'll give you hell.
Real shit.
I split with Katie,
yeah,
just to get with Mercedes.
Okay.
I hit Marissa up, but she tryna fuck, cause we ain't kicked it lately.
What up,
I'm riding around with Claudia. That's a classy bitch, but she naughty, bruh. Attitude just a little spicy, but she cooks good and that body tough. Enchiladas, yeah. Grilled steak,
yeah.
Spanish rice, yeah. With a splash of lemon.
Yeah.
She call me Poppy,
yeah.
Got a Maserati.
Yeah.
Goddamn, I
yeah.
Love those Spanish
yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
Rolling in my 54, chilling with my Spanish girl. Thought you knew, but you don't know nothing about my Spanish girl. Looking sexy from head to toe. Chilling with my Spanish girl. I can holler, homie, she like no. Chilling with my Spanish girl. Pretty face. Small in the waist, why won't you come home with me? Kick our feet up, and we can link up, why won't you come home with me?
Well, before Tina cut, that was Donna's Spanish girl, and had a very productive interview with him. Next up, we do have another special guest that I want to actually introduce his brother to you guys. And, this is going to be Carry Out. So we're going to go ahead and introduce this. This is Ray Al. He's out of the DMV. So everybody stay tuned. And, stay tuned to Ray Al out of Maryland and Between Two States Entertainment. The record is called Carry Out.
Only one of them, everything will happen.
I can do it and come on French fries.
Okay, and then the last thing we want is...
Oh, ask you if it comes French fries first.
Oh, ahem. Back to the other one, to the chicken and chicken steak cheese. Does it come with French fries?
Let's go to the carry out. Let's go to the carry out. Let's go to the carry out. Rise with that ketchup, nigga, ketchup. I be at the top, spilling ketchup all on the flow. Can I get up my bitch up running? All my niggas gunning. Brody got the Glock. Where I keep the money for the food, it be in my sock. Pull up by that carry out and order me a three-piece. Pull up by that carry out again, then I repeat.
Yep.
Next day delivery,
what?
I ain't order cheesesteak.
Nope.
I don't want this shit, I swear, man, I'll just eat this cheesecake. Going online and I Google media carryout.com. Feel like I got munchies for the carryout. Run me up that loud Pacquiao, getting blurry,
blurry.
Hit up Denny's frequently, like when we getting married,
married.
Eating so much carryout, I swear it's getting scary,
scary.
Maryland, D.C., where you get the carry,
carry.
Killing this on chicken, man, I swear it's getting buried. Chicken with that mumbo sauce, and don't forget to hurry,
hurry.
Let's go to the carry out. Half and half icy, just to wash the carry down. Pop the marinara with a pizza and some breadsticks. Nigga, if you touch my pepperoni, you'll be dead quick. Going down the menu, it's too many choices. Every time I play 2K, it's ketchup on my joystick. When I'm in the carry out, feel like I hear voices. Hurry up and bite, never knowing what that voice said. I love all the Chinese, and I bet they love me. I be in the daily, they just love me for my money. Sitting on the couch and I'm feeling kinda hungry. After good carry out, I'm always feeling comfy. Ride L on it, yeah you know I want it. Burger and some fries eyes on my mind in the morning. Morning killing this on chicken, man. I swear it's getting buried. Buried chicken with that mumbo sauce, and don't forget to hurry.
Hurry.
Let's go to the carry out.